أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاستفتهم لربك البنات ولهم البنون أم خلقنا الملائكة إناثا وهم شاهدون ألا إنهم من إفكهم ليقولون ولد الله وإنهم لكاذبون أصطفى البنات على البنين ما لكم كيف تحكمون أفلا تذكرون أم لكم سلطان مبين فأتوا بكتابكم إن كنتم صادقين صدق الله العظيم. The very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about some of the qualities of the malaika, as-saffati saffa, that when they worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they used to stand, or they normally stand in saffs, in rows, and they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us some glimpses of Jannat, Jahannam, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about His pious servants, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, who had gone through different challenges, all for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat, trying to turn man towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to another issue, and that is that the people of Makkah Mukarramah, not only the Quraysh but other tribes also, they used to believe that the malaika, the angels, are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was a very great allegation that they made against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one allegation that we know about is that of the Yahud and the Nasara, in that they would say that Hazrat Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Allah, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Allah. But here they used to say that these angels, all of them, are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks with regards to this, and Allah says, فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ, then ask them, O Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ali Rabbika al-Banat walahum al-Banun, that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can they be daughters, and walahum al-Banun, whilst they enjoy having sons. Now we know that in Makkah Mukarramah and around Makkah, the environment was such that if daughters were born to them, then they would believe that this is a form of shame. They would believe that they are being disgraced, and most instances they would bury those daughters alive. So daughters were something that they did not like for themselves, they did not desire for themselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this question, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes accusative to them that you yourself, you do not like daughters for yourselves, but you would prefer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has daughters. That can never make sense. That if you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He so desired, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wouldn't take something that is inferior. Not to say that daughters are inferior, but in the eyes of the Quraysh and those around the Quraysh, it was regarded as a shame. So you regard it as a shame for yourself. How can you then tolerate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has daughters? أَمْ خَلَقْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةَ إِنَاثًا وَهُمْ شَاهِدُونَ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions them that if you have made this allegation, if you have made this claim, then obviously you may have had some knowledge with regards to it. So the first knowledge that anybody will have with regards to anything is to actually see an incident that took place, to actually see something that had taken place. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, أَمْ خَلَقْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةَ إِنَاثًا, or is it that we have created the malaika as feminine, as females, وَهُمْ شَاهِدُونَ, whilst they looked on, whilst they watched and they observed, that perhaps you were there when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the angels, and you saw that these angels were created as females, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed you, you had 100% access to it. Now nobody can see the angels, and hence nobody will know whether they're male or female in any case. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them to that time of the creation of the angels, that were you there at that time to see that you make these allegations? أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ مِنْ إِفْكِهِمْ لَيَقُولُونَ وَلَدَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, listen, that certainly they are in their fabrication with the saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given birth in the first instance. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ, and certainly they are liars. So the first instance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negates that wa na'udhu billah, that Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala has given birth, that is their fabrication, that is their lie, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes it. Astafa al-banati ala al-baneen. Then would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then choose daughters over sons? You yourself dislike that. How can you make that allegation against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ma lakum kayfa tahkumun. Allah Rabbul Izzat asked them that what has happened to you? What has gone wrong with you? How can you make such judgments with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Afala tadhakkaroon. Do you not take heed? Can you not think what you are saying, that you are leveling these allegations against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then, am lakum sultanun mubeen. So you were not there when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created them, so you could not see that. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked in another way, that if you do not see, then obviously there must have been some Nabi, there must have been some authority that had come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have given you some kind of information, perhaps some kitab, some scripture that had come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence Allah says, Am lakum sultanun mubeen. Do you have any clear authority? Do you have any clear manifestation? Do you have any clear mandate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Fa'tu bi kitabikum in kuntum sadiqin. Then bring that kitab of yours, bring that written testimony of yours, if you are truthful in this claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has daughters. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies 100% that there is never a possibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have begotten, Allah would have given birth, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ikhlas, Lam yalid wa lam yulad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not beget, nor was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begotten, He did not give birth, nor was birth given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is wahdahu la sharika la, Allah is pure, Allah is not in need of any children, Allah is not in need of any help, may Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك